bars and nightlife to officially reopen in Thailand, there's a special screening from people coming from countries with monkeypox. And lastly, TAT is targeting 50% of hotel occupancy. More on these stories on today's Good Morning Thailand.
Could you please take a moment to click the like and subscribe button? It helps us way more than you know.
Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand, presented by Natty Warisa.
Hello everyone.
And me, Jay. And this show is brought to you by Dewa Beach Resort. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Am I shorter than you, Natty?
I think we're about the same height.
Pretty much.
Good job.
And the same applies in real life. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Newton once again is going to be joining us from Phuket. He's done the editorial for today. But we'll be talking about a couple of topics that might be of interest to you, including Phuket bars and nightlife. Well, actually, bars and nightlife in general around Thailand and on the main areas are going to officially reopen. We'll be talking about a quick CCSA meeting update from last Friday to tell you about the changes that will take place on June the 1st. The TAT targeting 50% occupancy rate for hotels, which is a very realistic target. And as well as we're going to be looking at Tim's editorial of today, which regards the US president's faux pas yesterday, speaking in Japan regarding China and Taiwan. And lastly, you've got a story about 69 students stuck in a jungle.
Yes, I do. It sounds like a good lineup. I mean, like, these are all good headlines, like good, nice, heartwarming stories.
Yes, Natty.
For all of us. Okay.
Because we talk about good headlines every day.
Yes, we do. Stop making a 2-second delay. Okay, go on.
All right. Let's start with our first topic today, which is Phuket bars and nightlife to officially reopen. Including other parts as well, like Bangkok and Pattaya and green zones.
Green
and blue zones. Thailand's CCSA meeting agreed to officially reopen the entertainment venues in green and blue provinces all over the country starting June the 1st.
Not too long from now.
That's right. Nightlife businesses including pubs, bars, massage parlors, hey, Natty?
Hey, family-friendly ones, yeah.
Karaoke bars will open and serve alcohol until midnight. Anyone visiting soapy massage places will also need to wear a face mask. So you can visit a soapy, just need to be wearing a face mask.
What do they do in soapy massages?
They soap you, and then they massage you.
So, I kind of want to go to one. All right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The Patong Entertainment Association expects to earn between 10 to 20 million. That's what the Patong Nightlife has basically come out and said, that we expect to, now that, you know, bars and nightlife is officially reopened, we're going to start making a lot more money, about 20 million baht extra, I'm guessing, per night, which was slightly strange to me.
Because?
Because it's already open. Now, I shot a video, was it last week, I'm guessing? A week to 2 weeks ago, probably last week. And the nightlife seemed pretty open already. So I was asking myself, what are they going to change? Now that it's officially reopened, it doesn't really change anything because it's been open for 3 months already.
But it, I don't know, there's a 1 hour more kind of, they added 1 more hour, right? Until midnight?
Yeah.
So maybe that's when the alcohol really starts pouring in and the revenue starts jacking up? Or
I don't really know. I was asking myself, what does this really mean? Is this just like a gimmick? And if it is, why are they pretending like it's going to generate more cash? Because, like I said, it's been open for a couple of months already. Officially opening, does that mean that, you know, the bars don't have to pretend to be restaurants anymore?
Yeah.
But if anything, they're going to sell less nuggets and french fries. Isn't that loss of business? Or do the small bars open again? You know, like those alcohol in buckets. Is there less money now going to be made?
Well, alcohol is generally, it makes a lot more money than food anyways. Like there's more profit to be made with drinks.
Yeah.
But also I think people are just going to be generally less scared to open officially and just be like, hey, come and drink happy hour, and so more people will know about the business. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
Are the go-go bars and the poles going to come back? So last time I was in Patong, like I made a comment that usually in the beginning of the street of Soi Bangla, which is a walking street in Patong, there'd be bars with poles and the women would be standing outside and it's all quite open. I guess maybe now they can fully embrace the street for what it is. Mm. They can come out and go back to the good old days.
Maybe.
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. And that way I can understand how they would generate more cash, I guess.
Is there a specific bar there that you like?
In
Bangla?
In Bangla.
Any nice poles?
I used to go to Aussie Bar a lot.
Aussie bars.
So Aussie Bar is, they have a lot, you can play pool. Mm-hmm. It's a sports bar, so you can watch all the Premier League games.
Right.
And yeah, I've been there a couple of times. Very nice people, very nice staff over there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is not a promotion for
Aussie
Bar.
Not a promotion. I was just wondering.
Yeah. At a younger age, there was a bar called U2 that used to be famous for, from people in my school. Mm-hmm. We used to go to that bar.
So the posh bar?
No, it's not. Okay. It's like it's quite a local bar in Patong, whatever that means. Yeah. Are you trying to get my secrets out now?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's
go. How dare you. What's actually changing? That's the real question. Mm. And will the official change make any tangible difference? Let us know your thoughts and views, and all of you listening on our podcast as well, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please let us know your comments by commenting on our video section on YouTube, by giving us your thoughts. Is this a good change? Does it really matter? Is it just a gimmick? Nothing's going to change. What's going to change? Type away. Now, let me give you a quick CCSA meeting update from last Friday. There are new rules starting June 1st, Nelly. Mm-hmm. Nightlife is being permitted to resume in green and blue zones.
Right.
That's why we've been talking about Patong and Phuket nightlife. Now, with the sale of alcohol will still be only allowed until midnight. Unfortunately, that curfew has not been changed. And there is a ban on alcohol promotions and sharing of drinks. So I cannot buy a beverage and share it with you.
That is silly. Okay, keep going. This is fun.
Maybe I just don't want to share. So good for all of you who have friends who like to mooch off you and steal your drinks.
Yeah.
So stay away from my drink, Natty. And yes, it's not as easy as you might think. So these restaurants who have been operating as, you know, restaurants, you can't just be like, oh, the rules have changed, I'm now back to being a bar. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. Business operators have to apply for permission to do so.
No, not again. Okay.
Through the Provincial Communicable Disease Committee, employees need to be checked for COVID-19 symptoms and will have to take an antigen test every 7 days. Customers will need to show proof of vaccination and follow disease prevention measures. And meanwhile, there's been a further easing of Thailand's entry restrictions, with the Thailand pass being cancelled for Thai nationals. However, it will still be in place for foreign arrivals. So at least one step has been taken forward. Thai nationals will no longer need to be doing the Thailand pass after June the 1st. Foreigners will still have to do that. Yeah. Now, I think, look, they're just saying this because it needs to be said officially. This whole vaccination certificate and COVID-19 symptoms, I'm guessing the business operators do have to do that for their people, but not one vaccination certificate or proof was required when I was in Walking Street. And I plan either this week or next week to go to some of the nightlife entertainment venues in Bangkok to see if anyone's checking for vaccination, what's the vibe like.
Sure, it's for research.
But the real question is, Natty, are you going to join me?
Yes.
Are you going to give the people what they want?
Of course, I will do for you and for the viewers. Why not?
She said it live here. Natty takes on Soi Cowboy, Khao San, and other places that you go. You're the Bangkokian. You've got to teach me.
Yeah, I'll teach you the Bangkokian ways.
Okay. All right. The last target or topic I'm going to be talking about is the TAT. Now, the TAT is targeting 50% occupancy rate. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm talking about hotels.
Ooh.
Right. The Tourism Authority of Thailand has rolled out this year's recovery based on hotel occupancy, spending and cabin factor to ensure the revival of Thai tourism. And what they're basically doing is, look, from the full reopening from June the 1st, we're targeting about 50% occupancy in our hotels around Thailand. And I think that's a fairly good target.
Mm-hmm.
What they're trying to say is, like, look, we have a lack of skilled workers, especially during the high season coming up. Where are we going to find these high-skilled people? But one thing we need to make sure is that our hotels are at least 50% booked, because that could be the start of the recovery of our tourism and our economy. And I kind of felt happy when I did read this news, because I was like, 50% seems like a reasonable target. You know, we have criticized them before, mm-hmm. of some of the predictions that they've made. But at least with this prediction, I feel like, all right, that's fair. What do you think?
I like the prediction number as well. I think it's realistic. Now it comes down to the strategy that they're going to use to deploy to actually make that number happen, and how well they're going to execute it, which is more of the important part. Because anybody can dream of any figure. Like, anything is pretty much possible, but you really have to have a solid plan going into it to make it happen. And so far, I've just hearing a lot of numbers and predictions, but not so much a concrete plan of how they're going to tackle that. So yeah, question mark, but hopeful. A hopeful question mark.
That's right. After the occupancy rate nationwide plunged to 29% and 14% during 2020 and 2021, respectively, the agency hopes to achieve a rate of 50% to create more jobs as well. So this 50% is not just for tourism, but more jobs and drive the economy. This is all according to the TAT governor, Khun Yuthasak Sopason. And we will keep you up to date regarding that. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, keep your questions coming, because the voice of God is in the house. She is monitoring your comments and questions, and we will address them at the end of the show. So if you have a comment regarding TAT's target of 50% occupancy rate for the hotels in Thailand, do you agree with that statement? Do you think it's fair, and do you think it's a right target? Let us know. As for now, we're going to go off to a quick break. Before we go off to the break, I'd just like to know that the Phuket Hotels Association charity online auction is still going on, and it's going to be going on until the 27th of May. That is the last deal, and this is your chance to get massive deals, up to 60% in some of the best locations in the world, including Thailand, and all proceeds support 22 Thai hospitality school scholars. So don't miss out. Click the link in the description below to get a deal and to stay in some of the best places around the world. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
The Bangkok governor election is now over, and it seems like we have a landsliding winner. Thai PM Prayut Chan-o-cha congratulated Chatchat Sittipan, who is expected to be confirmed as Bangkok's new governor following Sunday's elections, and promised to back his tenure in charge. The Thai PM says his government will provide Chatchat's office with all the support they need to continue their growth and development of Bangkok. The government spokesperson said, quote, "The Prime Minister has made it clear that whoever is Bangkok governor, no matter which party he or she is from, the government is ready to render support in the country's interests. The government will support whatever is good and benefits the Bangkok people, with a clear policy of improving their quality of life," end quote. Bangkok held its first governor election in over 8 years on Sunday, and Chatchat won by a landslide, gaining over 1 million votes. It broke the record for the highest number of votes ever in a Bangkok gubernatorial election. Prayut wasn't the only one who congratulated Chatchat. The deputy PM Prawit Wongsuwan also sent his best wishes. A total of over 2.6 million Bangkokians voted, accounting for 60.48% of the 4.36 million eligible voters. After reporting a net loss of nearly 3.4 billion baht on revenue in quarter one, cash-strapped Thai Airways are continuing their online yard sale in a bid to make some extra money. This time, the airline is auctioning off an entire Boeing 737-400 airframe via Facebook Live on their page, TG Warehouse Sale, this Wednesday, May 25th at 3 p.m. That's tomorrow. Since the bankruptcy court approved a debt restructuring plan for Thai Airways in 2020, the airline has shown its entrepreneurial spirit through several cash-generating ventures. In the height of the pandemic, when air travel drew to a halt, the airline set up a pop-up restaurant serving airplane food for aviation lovers who missed the taste of an in-flight meal. Then Thai Airways set up their car boot style Facebook page, TG Warehouse Sale, to strengthen the financial strengths of the national airline. In March, Thai Airways held an auction via Facebook Live in which they sold brightly colored airplane seats for 35,000 baht per pair. The seats sold out in 1 minute, generating a profit of over 1 million Thai baht for the airline. Although Thai Airways declared a loss of revenue in quarter one of this year, the airline didn't lose as much money as it did in the same period last year. So it's not all bad news for Thailand's flag carrier. Thai Airways is confident that it will prosper once again and begin to deliver a reliable profit once fuel costs go down and international travel bounces back to pre-pandemic levels. And lastly, a group of 69 student volunteers are now resting safely at home after being stuck in a dense jungle for 2 days. The student volunteers camping in the middle of Thung Yai Narae Suan Wildlife Sanctuary in Kanchanaburi Province were safely evacuated by a team of local residents after getting stuck in the dense Thai jungle for 2 days. Several days of heavy rain caused flash flooding, which blocked their only route out of the jungle by car. The students went camping, having finished their volunteer work at a local school in Sangklaburi District, where they discover resources to improve the school's library. The group planned to leave on May 20th, but couldn't drive back out the way they came in due to rapidly rising water levels and strong currents in the flooded Rokees River. The district chief asked local residents to help get the students back to safety. The director of the school, alongside with teachers and local residents, worked together to repair a broken bamboo bridge to get to the village. The rescue team walked a further 6 kilometers before finding the group and guiding them back out of the jungle. Villagers adept at driving motorbikes on the forest's muddy paths picked up children and members of the group with health problems and drove them out of the campsite. The team managed to successfully guide all 69 members of the group back to safety, 2 days after the group planned to leave the campsite.
And welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope my microphone is a bit better. I did change it during the break, as some of you have pointed out that my voice is slightly muzzled up.
Tin canny.
Yes. But this show that you're watching is Good Morning Thailand, presented by Natty Warisa and me, Jay. And it's also brought to you by Dewa Beach Resort. You can enjoy a luxurious stay at Nayang Phuket with a 10% discount if you type in the code TIGER at checkout. Dewa Beach Resort is a place you need to visit in Phuket.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe I need to sit closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Much better, Jay. We've got approval from PG Santa. Good old PG Santa.
Everybody's giving you thumbs up, so yeah. That's good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a quick thank you to Ray Oliver. Ray Oliver, thank you, good sir, for becoming a Tiger member.
Thank you,
Kara. We appreciate your support. As well as thank you to everyone, by the way, who has been donating to the Tiger on our live streams. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your donations. It's really helped us out. And once again, we will be using these donations to make our own donations to people in need around Thailand, starting with Bangkok. All right. Let's now talk about our editorial, because it's that time of the day where Tim Newton, ladies and gentlemen, is going to talk to you regarding the US president's faux pas yesterday speaking in Japan. So here's Tim Newton with our editorial today.
Good morning. US White House diplomats have for the third time been forced to hose down comments by what appears to be an increasingly erratic president, particularly on the extremely sensitive regional matters like Taiwan and China's relationship with the island. Yesterday, the US president said that the United States would intervene militarily if China attempts to take Taiwan by force. Now, this tone, whilst perhaps appeasing some of his electorate, is a deviation to the actual US position on Taiwan, usually referred to as strategic ambiguity. Remember, the US doesn't even recognize officially the sovereignty of Taiwan as an independent nation. More than that, the US has signed on to the One China policy. Now, under that policy, the US acknowledges China's position that Taiwan is part of China, but the US has never officially recognized the Chinese government's claim to the self-governing island of 23 million people. Historically, the US provides Taiwan with defensive weaponry, but has equally been supportive of China's longer-term peaceful aims at reunification. The comments from the US president yesterday were made during a joint news conference with Japanese PM Fumio Kishida in Tokyo. A US journalist asked President Biden if the US would be willing to go further to help Taiwan in the event of an invasion, comparing it to the hands-off approach it's taken with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The question specifically, you didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that? Yes, said the president, that's the commitment we made. Well, no, it's not, and making those comments on China's doorstep whilst visiting Japan is not only an appalling misspeaking of the US's actual policy, but a poor choice of location to make those comments. The US president's visit is Biden's rallying of the troops, a visit to Asia to bolster allies and partners to counter China's rising influence in the region. Today, he also attends the second in-person summit of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, better known as the Quad. It's an informal political grouping of the US, Japan, Australia, and India that was also strategically staged in Japan, a stone's throw from China's borders. White House officials were forced to roll back the president's comments, stating that the US continues to support the One China policy, whilst reiterating their commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to provide Taiwan with military means to defend itself. As ambiguous and contradictory as that is, that's the actual policy. Of course, the Chinese responded to the president's comments, expressing strong dissatisfaction and firm opposition, and saying it will not allow any external force to interfere in its internal affairs. Yet there's no doubt the holding of the Quad meeting in Japan is strategic, and the topic of China's rising role in the region and its ongoing contribution in the global supply chain are on the table. Australia's newly sworn-in Prime Minister is also attending the meeting of the four nations with the intention of toning down some of the rhetoric between the two countries that had been ramped up by the former PM, Scott Morrison, whilst also insisting that China's powers need to be checked in the region. Japan, the most geographically exposed of the four countries, is forever courting friends to support Japan in the event of any Chinese military incursions. The other big-ticket item on the Quad agenda today is to encourage India to take a more robust stance against Russia in the ongoing Ukrainian conflict. India has not only taken a neutral stance, but is continuing to trade with Russia, a situation that pits it against Washington and Brussels, whose policy continues to be economically strangling Russia into submission to change its tack in its current aggression towards Ukraine. India's PM Modi has said there is a high degree of political and strategic trust between India and Russia, but pressure will be brought to bear today as the other three nations of the Quad attempt to change his mind. A lot of focus will be on the words coming from the four world leaders at the conclusion of the Quad meeting today, and to see if there is any shifts in tone towards either China or Russia, or indeed if the US president could, for a fourth time, go rogue and display a complete ignorance over the actual US policy on Taiwan. Tim Newton for Good Morning Thailand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. And that was the editorial of today. Let us know your comments regarding the editorial. Biden. And I know you will, because I can see the live chat. It's going nuts.
Right.
Right. Natty, you've got a story regarding 69 students who were saved from a jungle.
Yes, I do. So just to summarize what I actually reported earlier, just in case you guys missed it, is that a group of 69 student volunteers camping in the middle of Tungyai Nareesuan Wildlife Sanctuary got rescued after being stuck in the Thai jungle for 2 days. Now, this story kind of shows me two things. Number one, I think that it's insane that there's still parts of Thailand that are heavily underdeveloped, that the government doesn't put in enough effort or care into these areas just because it's not a business district or a commercial place where they can actually generate money out of it, doesn't mean that they don't deserve the same rights that Bangkokians do, right? I think there needs to be better city planning, there needs to be better city infrastructure for these people. They are Thai citizens, they deserve the same thing. But on a more optimistic note, I think this also shows kind of the Thai spirit of Ganmi Namchai, which is like the kindness.
Yeah,
it's just that Thai people are willing to help in any situation, no matter how dire it is. And obviously this rain flood is, like, if you can see from the footage, like, it was pretty intense. Like, there was a lot of flooding. If you actually fall into the waters, you can be swept away. It's kind of like almost like a mini tsunami, it looks like, anyways, because there wasn't supposed to be water there. But then there's waters where there shouldn't be. And it's nice to see that people would actually risk their lives to help these students to just get out, right? So, two good stories.
Yes. We're glad that these students were saved.
Yes, and good that it wasn't as crazy as back in 2018 with the 12 football students in Tham Luang Cave with that coach. So it's not as dire as that incident, but still, it's a good heartwarming story.
All right. With that story, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, we've got two stories. One is actually breaking news regarding monkeypox and Thailand's special screening, as well as you can now buy the airframe of a Thai Airways plane.
Yeah. I always wanted one of those.
Yeah, you can build your own sets. You know, you can shoot your own movies in a plane. Right. You can build your own cafe. That seems to always be popular in Thailand. So yeah, don't miss out on that story. We'll be back right after this.
Good Morning Thailand gets up to 80,000 viewers per week, and we'd like to weaponize our audience for you.
That's right. So if you have a business or property or even your house that you'd like to sell.
Private yacht?
Yeah, we could be in space.
We're not sure about space.
Well, all you have to do is contact us on info@thetiger.com, and you can hire us up to a day or even a week, and we'll go to your property and do the show live.
Good Morning Thailand, coming your way.
And we're back. Welcome back.
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, we were trying to fix some of our technical issues. And hopefully they've been resolved. We apologize for some technical issues. We're having some buffering issues. We don't know if it's to do with the internet. As some of you know, we have moved to a new office. And with the new office comes new technical issues.
Challenges. We like them.
Sure. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about monkeypox. It's good. This is just going to be a quick segment. You can actually read the full article on thetiger.com. But this is kind of like, you know, breaking news. It's just come out. Thailand introduces strict screening for arrivals from countries with monkeypox. With more cases of monkeypox being reported in the UK and elsewhere, officials in Thailand are ramping up health screenings for overseas arrivals. Just as COVID-19 entry restrictions are being eased, international travelers will need to complete a health declaration card on arrival in the kingdom. According to a Bangkok Post report, the card will have a QR code which will contain information on symptoms and how to report them while you are in Thailand. Any thought to be carrying the virus will be given advice on where to seek treatment. The news regarding monkeypox in Thailand so far. You can find, once again, the full article on thetiger.com. Right, Natty, our last story. It's good old Thai Airways and their Facebook Live sale.
Whoop, whoop.
Sale.
Whoop.
That's right. You can now buy, by participating in an auction, a Boeing 737-400 series airframe. And then, so when you actually told me about this news in the morning, I was like, an airframe? What do you mean? As in, like, the mechanical frame? But I'm guessing it's not just the mechanical frame, it's the, you know, the inbuilt fuselage, I think.
I have no idea which parts of the plains, because it's quite vague, but it is the part of the plain where it has holds the structure. So I'm not sure if they're going to like slice it like in pieces. I have no idea.
I think
we're
going
to have to go
whole.
On live.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it whole. They're going to chop the head. They're going to chop the tail. They're going to be like, here you go, with the wings.
Like a fish.
Yeah. What are they going to make out of it?
I don't know. Just some art decoration pieces.
There's already a airplane cafe, right?
Yes, there. Yeah.
I thought about it could be a set for a movie.
That's interesting.
Maybe some
yeah.
studios might buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? But a restaurant?
What about like those kids who have like a real, you know, passion for airplanes? They can have that in their backyard.
Yeah, I think they had that at Kidzania.
Kidzania,
yeah.
Yes.
So there's Kidzania, I don't know where is that. Is that Emporium?
Paragon.
Paragon.
Yeah.
Kidzania is a place where you could take your kids for, you know, fun games, but it's also quite not just entertaining, but there's a lot of education for kids over there.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good time learning things. And they chopped the plane in half, and they had like the cockpit part of the plane so that kids could go in and learn some, you know, things about what pilots deal with. So like 400 buttons there. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you can also take part in this Facebook Live auction and buy yourself, if you can afford it, the airframe of a 737-400.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to say like, oh, this is such a silly idea, like who would buy it? But back in March, they actually sold the airplane seats for 35,000 baht per
yep.
pair, and they sold out in 1 minute.
That's
in
right.
1 minute. So let's see how well they're going to do here.
They made 1 million baht in profit.
Yes, profit.
Which didn't really do anything for their debt currently,
well,
because
no.
the debt is unfortunately in the billions. And this quarter, in the quarter one of this year, they actually have registered or showed that they've made a 3 billion baht loss.
Mm.
They have improved on their losses. But yes, so it's not all bad news for the Thailand's flag carrier, because they are slowly and steadily improving on how much money they're making and how much loss they're making.
Mm.
Thai Airways is confident that it will prosper once again and begin to deliver a reliable profit once fuel costs go down and international travel bounces back to pre-pandemic levels. Very optimistic. We hope that that happens, because Thai Airways is, you know, it always was the national carrier and still is.
Still is, yep.
So we hope that things turn around for Thai Airways. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know if you are interested in buying one of these...
plane structures.
Yeah. Because why not?
And what will you do with them?
What will you do with them? It's now time for our live question and answers. And ladies and gentlemen... introducing, well, not really introducing, but she demanded an introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, now introducing the voice of God, Carmel.
Woo. Yay. Hello. When did I ask for an introduction?
Yes.
Okay. When Tim's editorial came on,
yeah.
two people commented, and I'm not sure if you guys can contribute to it, but Mackie said Hong Kong was given back, and John Peake said it's a hot pot being pushed by China.
China.
Did I
see?
Yeah.
I have no comment.
Yeah, no
exactly.
Comments.
I can't.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
That's something that Tim would love to just go off on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep that question for next time we get Tim online.
Other comments were from Ryan Bishop. He said that he hasn't seen Jet live in a while.
Yes. Well, Jet is based in Chiang Mai, guys. So it's Jet. Rarely comes to Bangkok unless he's on a project, and if he is here during the mornings, he does join us on Good Morning Thailand. But yes, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get Jet live. I think he went back to Chiang Mai yesterday. He was in the studio for the last couple of episodes for Thailand News Today, but he's a busy bee. He's flying around Bangkok all day
collecting honey.
Yes,
that was my bee impersonation.
Very nice, Natty.
Okay,
I was like, B. Yeah.
Shano Traveler said that he's looking forward to Natty on Bangkok party scene. So it's going to be like
yeah.
a segment or something where
yes.
she visits the
well,
party scene.
Yeah, so I started this off with the Patong nightlife. So I just thought that, you know, maybe in Bangkok we'll go to Khao San, we'll go to Soi Cowboy, we'll go to Tong Lo, the different ways of partying. Because, you know, in a city it's quite separated and there's... It depends on your taste, so we'll go and have a look and give you a real review of what things are looking like.
Yes. When you're on the topic of Thai Airways, Kevin Eagles asked if if the Tiger would consider having a new office at the 737 Boeing.
Oh, very firstly, creative. I just want to say Kevin Eagles is a pretty cool name.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine Eagles. Right. Kevin Eagles. Oof. Good name. I hope it's his real last name. But Kevin Eagles, would you like going to work in a 737? 737 is a big plane.
I think it would be fun for the first month or so, but then after that, I might feel a bit claustrophobic because there's hardly any windows, and the windows are like circulars.
Yeah.
So I might be a little bit claustrophobic.
Yeah, maybe you could change the... Well, it's just a mechanical structure, so maybe you can create the outside of full made full of glass.
Wow, super expensive. Yeah, sure.
Super expensive, yeah. But worth it.
Worth it for sure.
Worth it. All right.
Tony the Tiger 86 said that Thai Airways should just deliver food via Foodpanda or Grab.
Oh, that's a good idea. Man.
Like Airways.
Plain food?
Yeah.
Like, guys, it's a very competitive market. Like now, so what, we've got Grab, we've got Foodpanda, we've got what else? Sorry? Lineman.
Yeah.
AirAsia's joined the queue. If Thai Airways is already in so much debt, for them to get started on this business venture would cost them a lot of money and hope that it works out while competing with these juggernauts. So I think it's quite difficult. Not impossible, but extremely difficult for Thai Airways to get into the delivery game. However, I wish they did this maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. Then it would have been a different conversation.
But if they missed delivered,
missed opportunity.
But what if they delivered in the 737 Boeings?
Well,
or just drop food.
I think there would be a lot of annoyed people because it's Thai Airways and the food would always be delayed.
Good one.
Tony K asked, I'm wondering how the Thailand pass will change due to monkeypox.
I did not listen to that question and I'm very sorry.
I figured you had that expression.
What did you say?
Tony K said that he's wondering how the Thailand pass will change due to monkeypox.
I don't think it will change anything really, because from the news so far, they're agreeing that it's not as serious, you know, it's not as serious in Thailand, and it's coming from travelers outside. So as of right now, they're going to do special screenings, and it's not, they're not going to isolate those people. They're just going to provide them with help on how to deal with the symptoms and deal with monkeypox. So I don't think it's going to have a change on Thailand Pass. If anything, we want the Thailand Pass to go away. So yeah.
Shoo shoo Thailand Pass.
Yeah, Sick Puppy said that monkeypox is all hype. Find something new to scare folks.
Who said that?
Sick Puppy.
Sick Puppy.
Oh, Sick Puppy. Well, is he trying to suggest that we're trying to scare people?
I have no clue.
Just
or maybe
government?
In general.
Just oh, maybe in general. Yeah. Okay. All right.
The end.
Yeah.
I like how these pox things always has a, how do you call it, animal name in front, like chicken pox, monkey pox.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know how they come up with it.
I hope they don't have turtle pox,
yeah,
though.
I'm sure, no. Yeah, I'm sure some of the viewers might have an answer to this question. Why is it called chicken pox and why is it called monkey pox? What do the animals have to do with the pox?
Yeah, leave the animals alone. Hashtag turts.
But then include the turds.
Yes.
Actually, that's about it because the Tiger members were so quiet today.
Oh, Tiger members. It's okay. No worries. PG Santa said, Thai Airways is never going to be a sponsor now, Jay.
Yeah.
I don't think Thai Airways has the budget, unfortunately.
Oh.
But just saying, just facts. No, but I would love to do a video for Thai Airways. I wouldn't even charge them. They need all the help that they can get. And like, out of respect, I've always loved Thai Airways because they're the national carrier of the country. And no matter how your country is struggling, you know, it's one thing to make fun of them, but it's easy to make fun of them without actually trying to help. So if I could do anything, and if we could help as Tiger to help the Thai Airways, if anyone from Thai Airways is watching, who's in a position to make decisions, if you'd like to work with the Tiger and make a video or promote them, we'd do it for free. So let us know. Get in contact.
That'd be pretty cool.
Don't they have like a cafe and restaurant in one of their planes?
Puffin Pie. They have a bakery.
Oh,
Puffin
Pies.
Those are good. I like their puffs. Yeah, I like their puffs a lot.
I've never tried them.
They're cheap as well.
Yeah.
Like 35 to 45 baht max per puff. And they're pretty decent sized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free promotion.
I don't know how to read this person's name. Be Kill Bay? Okay, I got it. Is Tim taking time off to get tested for monkeypox?
I don't think so. No, he is not.
Nah.
Where is Tim?
Tim is currently in Phuket, off working from Phuket this week. He'll be back hopefully next week. Yeah.
Nice.
Da-na-na. So there's a lot of comments saying like, oh, what? Way to go. Kicking Thai Airways when they're down. And stuff like that. Guys, like,
yeah, how
these
dare
are
you?
Facts. I'm not making up anything random. But these are facts. But yeah, of course they're struggling. But I don't mean... There's no malice in my comments. I love Thai Airways. Yeah. I want them to succeed. I want them to be back to their glory days.
Yeah. Mm.
And yeah, my that was a real offer, if anyone is watching. I'd love to work with the Thai Airways. Why not?
Yeah.
We could be a small part in the recovery of Thai Airways. It'd be awesome.
Yes.
All right.
<end.
laughs> Yeah. There's really not much more
Silence
to say.
Silence of the Lambs. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time that time of the show where Natty will do a quick karaoke sesh.
Oh,
with
wow.
everyone. Ready? Hello, darkness, my old friend.
What is going on? All right. Are we?
That's part
I've
of it.
Come to talk to you
again. I can't Ooh. Sing to save my life.
How dare you?
Oh, wait, okay, then one final question from Kevin Eagles.
Yeah.
When do we see the water park video?
Oh, that's an excellent question. The water park video comes out today.
Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't go, but yeah.
So stay tuned. At 2 p.m. today, we're going to be releasing the Andamanda water park video. It was an awesome time. I flew over it on Saturday to... Yeah, and we have exclusive content. There's actually, we were lucky enough to be invited to go to the water park, and you know, there were people selected from Phuket. I think 1,500 people selected from Phuket for the soft opening. So we were lucky enough to go in there and get some footage for you guys, and that will be dropping out at 2 p.m. today. So stay tuned. It's a pretty good water park. It's the best water park in Thailand, one of the best in Asia. They've invested a lot of money in this water park. It's huge, man. It was really fun. So stay tuned for that.
Nice.
Any last comments, Natty?
No.
John Peak. Natty, does your video from the weekend come out?
Video from the weekend. I think all my backlog videos have all came out. So yes, it has come out.
Yeah. Ryan Bishop says, Jay, did you ever do the splits? Ryan, not yet. We need to reach 150,000 subscribers first.
Come on,
that was
people.
A deal. A deal's a deal's a deal's a deal's a deal.
It's okay. It's 41,000 more to go.
Yay.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to end the show. I'd like to thank you for joining us so far. Natty, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jay. And also to the viewers and Carmel.
Yes, thank you to the voice of God. Noman Chai behind the buttons. And viewers, if you have enjoyed the show, please click the like button and comment on the comment section below after the live video for any suggestions and any feedbacks you might have for the remaining of the show. From whatever you've watched today. And suggest us new topics. What videos would you like to see? We were thinking of doing a video on digital prostitution with Sir Mike. So far, the reception has been that people are interested in it, so we were considering doing it this week. Mike will be back here again tomorrow, joining me and Natty, so you can stay forward to that. Write in the comment section what you'd like Mike to talk about, for those of you who are aware of who Mike is. And as for now, I'd like to say thank you and goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Jazz hands. How do you do it?
Here.
Oh, jazz hands.